please play. Bande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam. 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 Sansara Dava Nalita Loka Pranaya Karunya Ghana Ghana Tvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam. So I'll do it verse by verse. So Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, he is delivering us from the ocean of birth and death, samsara, which is compared in this song to a blazing forest fire. We don't know how the fire started, but we do know that we're in the midst of the blazing fire of material existence. And it's the same teaching of Lord Chaitanya in his first Shikshastakam. But the spiritual master is like a cloud. The cloud is the creation of the sun evaporating the ocean, and it creates the cloud. And the cloud extinguishes the blazing forest fire. So the spiritual master, he is the creation of Krishna. Krishna is many times compared to the sun in the scriptures. So the spiritual master, and that ocean is the ocean of spiritual good transcendental qualities. So the spiritual master is the creation of Krishna, and he has all the nice spiritual godly qualities, 26 specific ones. And what does the main business of the spiritual master is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls so that they can become liberated. That's the main function of the spiritual master. He gives spiritual knowledge and enthuses and encourages and enlivens the disciple to practice bhakti, Krishna consciousness. And by the disciple following the rules and regulations, the disciple is liberated. So we read from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that you need two mercies. You need God's mercy and the mercy of the Guru. Not just God's mercy and not just Guru. You need the combined mercy. So it's the technical term by Lord Chaitanya. What's the exact word? Brahmanda brahmate kono bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna prasade. The mercy. Prasadam means mercy. It's the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. When Krishna in your heart smiles upon you, and why would he smile upon you? Because you show interest in spiritual life. As soon as Krishna sees that you have some little interest in him, woo, right away he gives you inspiration. Go seek out the devotees. Then among many devotees, one in particular attracts you, as what's happened to you, right? You have found someone that specifically attracts you, correct? Right? So now, by his instructions and the help of all the other devotees, you're going to follow this process and little by little you will become delivered. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. This is my favorite kind of preaching, singing and talking. I'm in a very good mood today because Monday I'm going to South America. So I'm in a good mood. I'm also in a good mood because any moment my wife and daughter are walking through that door. Mahaprabhu ki hananitya gita vaditra madhyan manasora sena romanchakam pa srutaranga bhajo vande guru sri charanaravinda. So the spiritual master, he becomes happy when there is sankirtan. This is sankirtan, glorification of the name, fame, form, pastimes, qualities, anything to do with Krishna. When there's a group of devotees, that's called sankirtan. Sankirtan means complete. There's no lacking. Even if there's only one person, that's also. Even if you're just chanting Hare Krishna, doing japa, that's also sankirtan, complete, full. So, Lord Chaitanya, his movement is chanting and dancing. And sometimes the spiritual master is so happy engaging in sankirtan. Sometimes the hairs stand on end. He feels quivering. His voice chokes up. Various ecstatic symptoms occur in the sankirtan movement. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Everybody. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Vigraha Radhana Nityanana Sringara Tanman Dira Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktangs Chani Yunjatopi. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So here in this house, we have nice deities. So another thing the spiritual master teaches the disciples how to worship the deity form of God. And it's done with very nice clothing and ornaments. And we worship according to the scriptures. So that's another thing the spiritual master does. He teaches and engages the disciples in worshiping the Vigraha, the form of the Lord. Some people ask, why do we worship? They think this is idol worship. But I don't worship idols. Idols, that's money. We worship God. We're worshiping God. It is material elements, but we're worshiping God. Not a graven image, not an idol. We're worshiping God. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Here's my favorite verse. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada स्वध्वन तृप्तां हरिभक्त संघां कृत्वैवत् तृप्तिं भजतप्सदैव वन्दे गुरो श्री चरणारविन्दम्. So you'll see why it's my favorite verse. So not only do we engage in chanting and dancing and worshiping, but another thing the spiritual master teaches us is how to offer food to God, and then we take the remnants, prasadam. So that's why it's my favorite verse. Because I joined this movement only because of the food. That was the reason why I joined this movement. And why did I marry my wife? Because she's an excellent cook. So the spiritual master becomes satisfied when he sees that the disciples, they have given up meat, fish, eggs, and they're eating food that is offered to Krishna, prasad. That makes him happy. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Radhika Mad Havayora Pada Madhuya Leela Guna Rupa Nam Nam Pratikshana Svardana Lulupasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So the next two verses are very, very intimate. Says here in this verse that the spiritual master, he is always appreciating the topmost level of Krishna consciousness. The topmost level is understanding the conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna. This is a very unique, special, privileged, and most confidential understanding of God, that God can have a conjugal relationship. This is quite revolutionary, that not only is God a person, but God also enjoys a spiritual conjugal relationship. And we can participate, as the next verse indicates. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Nikunjai Guno Pratikeli Siddhyan. Yayali Bhakti Apekshaniya Tatrati Dakshat Ati Vallabhasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So here in this verse, again, most confidential, the spiritual master is a confidential servant of those persons who assist Radha and Krishna in their loving pastimes. They are known as gopis, manjaris, different assistants who make it their business to make all kinds of arrangements so that God can experience transcendental loving affairs. So the spiritual master is an assistant. He is a confidential servitor. And we can also become, that's possible, for us to become also a personal confidential associate. And it is unique and special to this movement of Lord Chaitanya that you have that ability to develop that mood of service, which is most intimate and assisting the assistance of the divine couple. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri charanada vindam sakshat hari tvena samasta shastra rukta sthathava yata eva sadvi kintu prabhoya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanada vindam. So this verse is teaching us how to understand and see the spiritual master. The spiritual master never claims and never accepts that he is God. That would be blasphemy. The spiritual master is the confidential servant of God. Servant. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there's nobody more dear to him than someone who preaches the message of Krishna consciousness. So the spiritual master is like that. He is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. And as such, we give him all honor and respect as we would God himself. Not that he is God, he never claims, and not, but we give the spiritual master the same kind of reverential respect and service and honor and veneration that we would God himself. That is the system. That's why it says Sakshad Harit Vena. He is the representative of God. Final verse. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. Yasya Prasadam Nagati Kutopi. Dayam Struvam Tasya Yashat Tri Sandhyam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So this final verse is teaching us the formula that if we want God's mercy, the surefire way to get God's mercy is to satisfy his servant, the spiritual master. The spiritual master, like we said in the beginning, his only business is to help you, encourage you, enthuse you, and enliven you in your spiritual life. That is the function of the spiritual master. He has no other interest with the disciple. His only interest is how can I help my disciple? Prabhupada himself said, the spiritual master is like a loving father. You're a father. You have only one interest. You want your son to grow up nice, correct? You have no other interest. You don't want anything from him. You just want your son to grow up to be the best he can be. Spiritual master looks at the disciple the same way. The spiritual master only wants the disciple to go up, 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 up. Yes, you want your son to surpass you. That would make you happy. The spiritual master is the same way. He only wants the disciples to go up. Knowing that, then the disciples' duty is to simply obey, simply execute, simply follow the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the only thought of the real disciple. What is my spiritual master's instructions and how can I execute it? Prabhupada gave me an instruction That instruction was love Krishna. Easy instruction. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, very good. Excellent. Everything's okay? You're happy? All right. So what we're going to do now...